It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me today for It's a Good Life. You know, many people are running about here and there not knowing what to do. They don't know where they're at. They don't know where they came from. They don't know where they're going at this point in their lives. Well, what does God expect from you? What does God expect from me? Well, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And let them," and that's mankind, of course, we know that Adam and Eve, they were placed in the Garden of Eden. "Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Well, Genesis 1, chapter 1 and verse 28 goes on to say, "And God blessed them," that's the man and the woman, "and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." See, we're not only to have dominion according to Genesis 1:26 and 1:28, but according to Genesis 1:28, we're also to multiply. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 says that we are to subdue. Well, what do these things mean? Dominion, it means to rule over. Multiply means to increase. Subdue means to conquer. Well, dominion, first of all, if I were to look around today, I would have to say that there are very few men in this world because of the condition of this world. And when I say men, I'm talking about real men standing up as men. We're to be a man. Be a man, men. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong." Don't only act like a man, but be a man. Stand up. God does not expect the world to have dominion over you as a man. In Revelation, you know, well, I'm going to read Revelation 3:21 in a moment, but God wants us to be men. He does not want the world telling us what to do. He wants us to listen to his voice and follow his direction from the word of God. Be a man and stand up. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21, it says, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 19 through 23, it says this, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." You see, we have the power today as Christians to be men and women who stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ, because God the Father has placed all things under the feet of Jesus. In other words, he's given him all power, and Jesus has transferred power to us as his ambassadors for him to get the job done that God wants done. Well, we're to have dominion. We're to be men. We're to be women who stand up for those things that we know to be right. And in the beginning, God said, "Let us make man in our image." And Jude 8 says, "Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities." See, there are so-called do-gooders today who despise dominion. They despise people having authority. They say, "Peace at any cost." Now we say that Russia is our friend. We say that China is our friend. We don't use the term red anymore, and very seldom do we hear someone say communist, because that might offend someone. But we need to stand up and realize that God is telling us that we are to have dominion over those people who would do us wrong. And when I say dominion, I don't mean that we retaliate or that we beat them over the head with a club. I'm saying that we do not partake in their deeds of this world. We are to stand up for what God has given us as people of God. We are to stand up and take control of our lives and live for the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Romans, chapter 1, and verses 18 through 32. Now, I know this is a long scripture reading, but I'm going to read it. In the beginning, God said, Adam and Steve. No, God did not say Adam and Steve. God said Adam and Eve. Now, you've heard that before, and people use that, and they throw that at Christians, say, oh, Adam and Steve, who cares about that? Well, we need to stand up and be counted as men, not as women. And I'm speaking of men acting like women. Forgive me, ladies, for saying that, but women are very important in this life. Women are to have dominion as well. Without them, there is no multiplication. And what we're going to look at next, the Bible says that in Genesis 1:28, we are to multiply. Then how are these individuals who claim to know everything, they're the smartest people in the world, they say, and they act like, how are they going to multiply if they do not have women? If they do not take women as wives, and God said in the beginning, and we look back and we see that it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, it says this, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Well, let me stop there just for a moment. When these people say that they believe that they have all the rights in the world to get married, man and man and woman with woman, they're overlooking the fact that God says, you're without excuse, that you are foolish, that you are not performing the things of God. Now, I didn't say that God didn't love these people. I'm saying that God loves all of us. I'm saying that these people are badly mistaken, led astray by the devil, and they're trying to lead everybody else astray. Now notice verse 22 of Romans chapter 1. It says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. You see, they would rather serve and worship something that's not real than serve and worship the real God. Verse 24 continues, wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. We care more about the bird today than we do the human body of protecting ourselves. We care more about that fish in the sea than someone says is endangered than we care about ourselves. We care more about the tree that we say should not be cut down than we care about the living conditions of those people who need something to live in. We need to understand that God has given us dominion over those things. We are not to sacrifice man for those things that do not bring honor and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now notice verse 26 of Romans chapter 1. For this cause, what cause? The things they've been doing, the things they don't do. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. You can go ahead and read down through verse 32 later on, but we've left the precepts of God today and as people, and we've turned to the precepts of the devil. I'm speaking of mankind. We get so concerned about offending someone that we forget that we are offending Almighty God because we've turned against Him. If you don't like, you don't take dominion, then the world will take dominion of you, of us. The less dominion Christians have, the more law there is to control us and the world, and we're seeing that today in our world, how that things are in a mess. We've turned away from God and turned towards man. We've turned from the things of God and turned toward the things of the devil instead of realizing that God wants us to serve Him, and He will bring honor and glory to us as we bring honor and glory to Him. He will take care of our country as long as we take care of His business. Well, not only are we to be men among men and quit being panty-waisted, thumb-sucking compromisers as men, but we are to also have dominion. We are to multiply, according to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. Why multiply? It's so we can have dominion. If something doesn't multiply, it soon dies out. If Christians don't multiply, there can be no dominion. We need to win souls for Christ. We need to tell others about Jesus. We need to be an example. Now, Lot was an example. What kind of example was he? Well, I'll tell you. Lot was an example that went along with the crowd. He upheld those people who were homosexuals around him. He upheld those things that came against God. And we see that not only he and his two daughters were saved out of that place, Sodom and Gomorrah. Did Lot multiply himself in people? No, he did not. And the only two people who came out with him were his two daughters. And the result? The world overtook him. Well, the Bible teaches us that we need to stand for God. And if we don't stand for Him, if we don't stand up for what's right, we'll fall for anything. And that's where our world is today. People are not taking a stand for the Lord. I pray that you are. And I pray that you are living for the Lord today. And if you've not trusted Him as your Savior, you're not living for Him. If you're not on your way to heaven, you're not living for Him. You are not concerned about your country. You say, how can you say that? I say it because the Bible tells me that. That's how I can say it. Well, God loves you today, and He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be on your way to heaven. God sent His Son to die for you on the cross. If you're willing to turn from your sin, He's willing to turn to you and say, come into my house. I receive you as my son or my daughter. God loves you today. I don't care what your background is. You may be a person that I've described today, but God loves you and He wants you to be saved. You need to turn to Him and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. I receive you as Lord and Savior. If you'll do that, God will save you. He won't do it until you come to Him and say, Lord, forgive me. I want you as my Savior. Please forgive me of the sin that's been in my life so that one day I'll see you personally and hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.